Lights on. I don't know who this is. You know, my initial reaction was, what the hell is this crap for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour? But then I looked at Solana, and his eyes lit up like, wow, a song that I like. So what is this, Solana?
Have you not seen the most viral meme or joke on the internet over the past month? John Hamm vibing to this song in a club?
No.
Really?
No. I've seen Hey Grok put me in a bikini.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a video of John Hamm in a bikini dancing to this song.
I have not.
Have you really not seen that?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Damn, that's crazy.
So he's like just, and he doesn't know that he's being videoed?
It's from a show that he's doing. There's this viral club scene.
I got you.
But it's like this very euphoric dance with the club vibe in the background to this song.
I have not seen it.
And, everybody's using that clip for memes or whatever.
All right.
Yeah. It's everywhere on IG.
Well, I'm everywhere on IG, so I take issue with that, Jimmy. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And Solana needs somebody to bring him a Funky Buddha for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Crowder is advocating to me. He's downloaded Chrome and that he's ready to go. And I'm going to trust him here.
I think this is a disaster waiting to happen. Oh. But yeah, go ahead. That's a great start. Oh.
We ready to go?
Actually, it does sound better.
It sounds amazing.
That sounds better.
This, I want on Chrome. See, nobody told me about Google Chrome.
So Solana may have figured out the entirety of the problem the last couple of days with Crowder's audio, which is Crowder, he got a new MacBook Air book. And
no, just are you a sure? MacBook.
Are you sure?
I will jump
it's
on you.
Right?
I will take all my frustration on Jimmy, Crowder, and Coachell on you right now.
But he bought it. I thought it was laudable that he finally, for the new year, got the MacBook Airbook. And we've had these audio problems. And
MacBook Airbook.
Yeah.
No.
And see, yeah.
Just MacBook Air. It's just a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro.
But
That's
he's
it.
Been doing the show the last day and a half on Safari. And Solana finally figured it out that you're not supposed to use this system on Safari. It should be Google Chrome. So during this last commercial break, first, Crowder had to find out what Google Chrome was.
I want to cry.
Solana's going to have the worst preheat and then heat broadcast because this day, it's been 3 hours and 4 minutes, really longer than that, because Solana was on with Crowder earlier today, and he's really on the verge of tears. But he's spent the entire day trying to troubleshoot audio issues with Crowder, and then we had issues with Jim Larrañaga in the last segment where he disconnected during the Joe Zagacki interview. And Crowder couldn't hear anything. I saw he was tapping his ear. He's tapping the microphone. And it's just been a long, Google Alexa, Mac AirBook Pro Alexa. It's just been a long day for Solana, troubleshooting for people who really are beginners when it comes to technology. And so it's not like typical, hey, open up your settings or whatever. Like, it is walking through every step. But I think it may be Google Chrome. I think because you sound as good as you've sounded in the last 2 days, Crowder.
Man, thank you. And Solana, I'm sorry. You did a lot today, bro. We give you a hard time. So I'll tell you, I'm sorry for being country. Like somebody texted in with your country ass. I'm very country. I don't understand this. But you didn't tell me to get Google Chrome. I don't know what Google Chrome is. I typed it into this setting. It popped up and I bro, do you know you could download something in like 15 seconds?
What?
I thought it took hours.
Get out of here.
I thought it took hours to download
Where'd
something.
You download it? Napster?
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
I know how to use LimeWire.
Well, I guarantee you, over the next 2 weeks, Crowder will be broadcasting somewhere and will say, after an hour or so of terrible audio, oh, my Google Chrome disappeared. I guarantee you, he's going to do a show on Safari again and pretend like we can't notice it. And then he's going to reveal after like an hour or so, well, my Google Chrome disappeared. And then he'll find out, oh, you can just re-download it and it'll be fine. And it won't have disappeared, by the way. It'll just be hidden.
Just headed from the other side of this. Like, Safari doesn't support an app or a website. Like, it doesn't make sense to people.
I agree. But you sound great. Solana, you did it. Like, you literally figured it out.
Well, when I'm faced with a problem, I want to figure it out. One, because the show's better when you're talking with Crowder. Like, everybody would agree with that. And if every time Crowder comes on, he's all of course. Like, I'm annoyed. You have to now talk to me, which annoys you, Hawk. Like, this is what we need. So I needed this to work.
Well, listen, it only took you 18 hours, but you did it.
He locked in.
The MacBook Airbook was invented in less time than it took you to problem solve. But damn it, this guy loves to problem solve, and he did it.
This is what it must have felt like when the Apollo 13 finally landed.
Yes, it really does. I have a tear running down my eye. This is fantastic.
I'm Kevin Bacon being rushed to the hospital and, like, feeling good.
This is absolutely fantastic. Well, anyway, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha is having an official Florida Panthers watch party this Thursday night. Now, that's always fun. There happens to be a Miami Ole Miss game going on that night as well.
That's always.
So they're going to have that on a TV or two. So Thursday night, if you're a Panthers fan and you're a Canes fan, you can watch it at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. They're going to have Panthers mascot appearances and beer specials all night long. So Thursday night's going to be a special night at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Now, do you know what is coming up January 31st?
No.
I can't believe how good you sound. I can't believe how good you sound. Because to Solana's point, I would have said, do you know what's coming up the 31st? And it would have sounded like, I mean,
because I went
like,
to my settings and I turned my audio volume down earlier.
It is like having you in the room next to us. Don't you have this unbelievable sense of relief?
Yeah,
like
I do.
It feels like we're doing a show again instead of talking over a ham radio.
Google Chrome.
Oh my goodness, that was good though that you figured that out.
Just step by step, man.
So what'd you say? Okay, let's close it out.
No, ask him I asked him, what browser are you using? He said, what is that? And I said, are you using Safari? And he once again replied with, what is that?
Right.
And I said, the thing you're using to run StreamYard, Safari? He said, yeah. I said, you need Google Chrome, followed by another, what is that?
Right. Yeah.
But no joke, like, this is what it's supposed to sound like. You have a quality microphone.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Uh-huh. You look phenomenal.
Yeah, the camera looks great.
I love technology, but this look is God.
Well, anyway, do you know what January 31st is?
I do not.
That is the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
That's right.
Yes.
So it is a Wild West showdown with 50 or more beers, live music, and axe throwing. Now, that leads me to believe someone needs to keep an eye on Dan Day at this year's Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. Because if you're authorized to throw axes, I feel like someone needs to keep an eye on Dan.
Dan's going to stumble in the way.
No cover at the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival this year. It is all day, family-friendly fun, so mark your calendars. You want to be there. Funky Buddha, Oakland Park, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival this year is January 31st. There are some tremendous celebrity birthdays today before we get a quick look at the headlines. Mac McClung, NBA dunk champion, is 27. Jameis Winston. Do you know how old he is? You want to guess?
Oh, 34.
32. I thought he was older than that. Jameis Winston, yeah. 32. And Ndamukong Suh. Would you like to guess how old he is?
39.
Did you just have him on the pivot, or am I making that up?
No, I'm making it up. We've called him, but he's not very nice.
What did I see him on? I just saw a clip of him on something.
He probably does his own podcast.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was his own pod, yeah.
He's really smart, right? Crowder, doesn't he do a lot of investing?
He's like, remember he studied with Warren Buffett? He wanted to learn business from Warren Buffett?
Well, I'll give y'all a little heads up. When you have $300-400 million, it's great to invest in stuff because you sound like a genius.
Gilbert Arenas is 44. Lou Holtz is 89. But
he's alive?
He is alive. Lou Holtz is alive.
That's awesome. Proud of him.
The most important celebrity birthday today, Hilaria Baldwin is 42. What is cucumber? Great line. What is cucumber?
What is Google Chrome?
I mean, you're from Brooklyn, Hilaria. What do you mean, what is cucumber? You're from Connecticut. You went to private school in Connecticut. How you say cucumber? I don't know. How do you say it? Cucumber. We all say it the same way. You're an American. What are you talking about, Hilaria? All right, let's do headlines here with a relieved Alejandro Solana. I mean, what could go wrong the rest of the night? 3 hours, 4 hours in here with Tommy Tighe. I'm sure everything's going to be perfect. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I want to go back to the Mike McDaniel story because I read this from Dave Hyde, and I just wonder what you guys think. It was a tweet from Dave Hyde, and he says, whatever your thoughts on Mike McDaniel are, he shouldn't have been put in a position to talk of his role in GM search or coaching future. Stephen Ross should have, or another top executive, but that doesn't happen here.
No, they were going to ask him either way. If they put Stephen Ross out there and ask Stephen Ross for an answer, he has to talk. He's the head coach. He has to talk postseason.
Right. He's got to talk. I don't know. He doesn't need to be part of the search, and probably should have said, "I'll leave that." Oh, look at this! John Harbaugh is out as the Ravens head coach.
We got action, Jack.
Now we got action, Jack.
We got action.
Wow.
Adam Schefter reporting: John Harbaugh is out as Ravens head coach.
Now, stay with me.
Now you're going to see, I think, the Dolphins maneuver hard to get him.
Wow.
That's big news.
I live in Davie, Coach. If you need a room, I got an extra in the back. Avon Chan just went to IMG. You have kids.
Rooms, yeah.
We got a couple rooms available, comfortable beds.
Wow. John Harbaugh in Baltimore, 18 seasons, 180 and 113, 13 and 11 postseason record, and a Super Bowl champion. That's the guy. I said it a million times since yesterday. There's a reason that they have not, I think, the Dolphins come out and said definitively Mike McDaniel's returning next season. And that's because I believe there are a couple of whales, Tomlin, Harbaugh, that Stephen Ross would love to hire. So,
and it
is the Adam Schefter legit account, 11 million followers. Somebody texting in, please don't be effing with us. No,
this is legit.
Adam Schefter sources, John Harbaugh is out as Ravens head coach.
And we talked about it when I said, just go date and see what happens. No. If you break up with this girlfriend, there's a better girl out there. There's a better spouse out there right now. Go get him and don't wait for the Cardinals. Or there's five or six teams. You don't think the Falcons want him? You don't think the Cardinals?
Anyone.
Think these teams want him?
Anyone that has a coaching vacancy would love to hire that guy. Now, we know that Stephen Ross famously tried to hire Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
But you know, if there is a reason that you could stand in front of your fan base and say, we weren't planning on letting our head coach go, but this guy became available, this is the guy. It's John Harbaugh. So I imagine the Dolphins are on the phone right now if they haven't been already, because that is –
Give him the house.
Yeah, yeah. I really, you know, there's no salary cap when it comes to head coaches, and I've told you over and over again, I don't think Stephen Ross is afraid to spend any amount to put together the team and the leadership that he thinks will bring success to the franchise. I can't imagine there is a team that could outbid him if he really wants him.
And it's great. Now my phone's blowing up. Everybody's texting Harbaugh's out. You, the Lamar Jackson thing. Stephen Ross won Lamar Jackson. Harbaugh said, I'll take Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson became Lamar Jackson. The Ravens are known for great draft picks. They've brought in Pro Bowlers for years. There's somebody in that building that Harbaugh trusts that's going to bring in great draft picks to the Dolphins. This is a godsend, guys. Give him whatever he wants and bring John Harbaugh to the Dolphins.
Yeah, well, no amount of money might end up making that decision easy for him to come down here. I'm just being honest, guys, because Crowder, you were talking about the position of general manager not being that attractive. There are a couple head coaching vacancies out. I'll just list one in the New York Giants. That's the first one that comes to mind. Even the Tennessee Titans, where at the very least you have a young, promising quarterback, Cam Ward for sure, but Jackson Dart, Scottaboo when he's healthy, and Malik Nabers when they're healthy. If you can start there, if you're Harbaugh, over coming to Miami where there's a big question mark looming on not only what it's going to look like next year, but beyond. I don't know. I'm just saying it might sound easy for us to say Stephen Ross throw whatever because he has whatever, but maybe Harbaugh saying I don't care about money. Well, I want to win.
That's certainly the reality is if John Harbaugh only wants to win right now.
Yeah,
you can win, I think, easier with Jackson Dart than you can Quinn Ewers. Maybe, maybe not. But if I don't think it would be a win-now situation for John Harbaugh, though. I think if Stephen Ross hired him, it would be like, hey, you've got the keys to the franchise. We'll support you in whatever you want to do. Make it happen, Captain.
And bring him down. Let him bring his own GM. They haven't hired anybody yet.
Right.
Let him buy that. Give his own GM. You run the roost. You're the man. And myself would also be, Solana, to your point, I understand, and you're right, and the defense. We just had Brian Burns on today. They have Abdul Carter and Thibodeau. They have a crazy defensive front as well in New York. So we're up here. Now, he's 63 years old. Old guys like warm weather. Sell him the weather. Who wants to be up here where I am with this damn sweatshirt on when I could be where y'all are with t-shirts?
Totally agree. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge selling point. I think Miami over, I mean, New York. I mean, again, huge media market, but he's lived the last 18 years in Baltimore. It's plenty cold up there. Like, do something new. Change the climate.
Down. He can hang with me. Take a fishing. Send him a fishing voucher.
Holy
mackerel. Do you have to fire McDaniel if you're Stephen Ross to go and talk to him and make like a full court press?
Do you have to fire him? No. They did it with Tony Sperano. They didn't fire him. They went and talked to his brother.
Right. Well, I mean, it wasn't.
Jim Harbaugh is going to call John and go, wait till you see what the Dolphins do because they've still got a head coach. I know the whole routine. Yeah, no. I mean, they can do whatever they want, especially if he's terminated from Baltimore and everyone's having it. I'm watching it on NFL Network right now. But, like, if he's terminated, yeah, he can go talk to whoever he wants, and anyone that wants to talk to him can talk to him. I mean, honestly, whoever, the Bears could go talk to him, even though Ben Johnson's about to coach them in a playoff game. Like, yeah. Doesn't matter.
I just meant, you know, from the perspective
from
of trying.
Like an optics standpoint?
Optics, but forget about, like, moral situation. I'm just talking about if you're Stephen Ross and you're really trying to convince Harbaugh, hey, I want you, don't you kind of have to say, I'm going to fire my head coach right now for you? I don't know. Like, I just wonder
what's the right way
to do it.
I think that goes without saying. If we want to hire you as the head coach, you're going to fire the guy who currently has the job, no?
If Jim Harbaugh's a good brother, he sees this pop up, and his brother John might already told him, yeah, they're talking about firing me. Jim texts John Stephen Ross's contact information right now and says, hey, wait for this. This number's about to call you. Save this into your phone. It's going to be a great visit on that yacht, and you're going to have a great time coaching that team. That's what's happened. That's what I want them to do.
I mean, if I'm Harbaugh's agent, I'm telling John, you can have your pick of vacancies, and you can really write your own contract.
Yeah.
Because there very rarely does a head coach become available with those kind of bona fides. Like, very rarely.
13 playoff wins. We have zero. Come on, man.
That's more, right?
8 road playoff victories, according to Schefter, during his time as a Ravens head coach. That's the most in NFL history.
You know, that kicker, that rookie kicker, cost John Harbaugh his 18-year job.
And he walked into the tunnel holding, basically like embracing him.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, this
changes the game, man.
Should I send out my second tweet over the last 7 months?
Yeah, see if he wants to go fishing with you and your friend in Bradenton tonight.
I'll get him to South Florida. Y'all got to see the deal.
I am just so delighted at how good your audio sounds. I'm just delighted.
Hey, is this them picking Lamar over Harbaugh? Because there was some, you know, assumption that it turned into, hey, there's going to end up being two sides here. Lamar, Harbaugh are not really meshing with one another. And I don't know, because if not, if this is purely just a brass thing and they maybe want to move on from Lamar Jackson as well.
Well, certainly there's that thought too. But then Lamar Jackson also might say, hey, this guy wasn't able to coach me to success the last few seasons in Baltimore. And I had Derrick Henry. What makes me think he's going to be able to do this with Ollie Wright? Ollie Gordon,
Jalen Wright.
Congratulations, Ollie and Jalen.
Right, but if in your scenario, Hawk, where you go full court press for Lamar Jackson, maybe securing John Harbaugh down here might help that
it's
end
possible.
Up working. I'm just saying, yeah. A Harbaugh-Lamar, could you imagine we go from McDaniel to Tua to Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh next season?
But even Harbaugh and Quinn Ewers. That's I'm telling you, that's an improvement, no?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just not looking at the grass as greener on the other side of the fence. What Harbaugh is, you read his resume. He's a great coach. Also, he's a special teams guy. He's going to hire an offensive coordinator, hire a defensive coordinator. He's going to really be that general manager football-wise, as they have a general manager that he hires, that he trusts, that's been in an organization that drafts more all pros, whatever. There's some stat. The Ravens drafted more Pro Bowlers than any other team or some crazy. This is beautiful. This is exactly how it's supposed to play out on a wonderful day for us. We got to go get it.
Somebody puts on the chat, the more we talk about this, the more it's going to be a Giannis illusion. And he says, please change the subject to the Marlins or Messi, anything. Yeah, we've done this before where we're like, oh, this is perfectly set up for us.
Damian Lillard, 100% coming to Miami.
Peyton Manning. I mean, let's chase him with the choppers. He's our new quarterback. What if John Harbaugh, though, this is from a texter, what if John Harbaugh says, yeah, I would come down there, but I believe Tua is the perfect quarterback for what I want to do.
Smack him in the mouth. Start his career correctly. Old assault.
Well, I think that's the awesome. The little twist that I kept saying could possibly happen that would take away all the belief that Mike McDaniel is for sure going to be back next season. And they may have expressed that to Mike McDaniel. Like, hey, let's move forward as if you're going to be the head coach. But there are a couple scenarios that we're looking at. I mean, I don't think Stephen Ross would want to get into the Sperano-Harbaugh situation again. So I have a feeling that maybe it's been shared with him. But, man, that is a huge wrench for the Dolphins now. Now, if they're not interested and they come out quickly and say, yeah, not interested, we're set with Mike McDaniel, then that would surprise me, because they've never, since the season ended, said anything along the lines of, yeah, we're set with our head coach.
No, they've got you. They would have, literally, Stephen Ross would have to be out of his mind to not be interested in Harbaugh. I mean, it feels like, now as I'm digesting the news, he could literally, outside of maybe like 5 jobs in the NFL, he could pick where he wants to
Absolutely.
Go. It feels that way. We're even, somebody DM'd me, what if he holds out for the Buffalo job? If Buffalo doesn't win a Super Bowl,
sure,
and Harbaugh contacts somebody in Buffalo and says, I want to go coach there. You know what I mean? Like, it almost feels like they would do that. They would let go of McDermott for Harbaugh. I mean, he's a top 5 coach in the NFL, right, Crowder?
Oh, For sure. It's crazy as you say this. Like you said, Solana, as we start thinking about it, he has total control of his hiring process now.
Yeah.
All these names we're bringing up, somebody went to the Falcons. They were talking about the 49ers, D.C., and all this stuff. Harbaugh is the finest thing on the block. Harbaugh is in control of this entire coaching cycle. So he is going to decide where he wants to go. I just want us to put our best foot forward and do anything it has to impress him. Pull out the yachts. He already got fired. Pull out the boats. Do everything you can because he gets to decide where he goes. There are teams that would fire their current coach that hasn't. Yeah. If he says, I want to go there.
Well, the Dolphins. you need look no further than the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Think of, if he says something about, like Dallas, if he says, I always wanted to coach the Cowboys and call Jerry Jones, you don't think there's a conversation now that's happening about, damn, Harbaugh's better than this dude. Like there are very good teams, not great teams, that would fire their coach for Harbaugh.
Barry Jackson. Get him. Barry Jackson, the Miami Herald, tweets out, I am sure I'm in the minority on this, and my opinion does not matter, but I do not think it's unscrupulous to inquire about Harbaugh and keep McDaniel employed simultaneously. If hypothetically Brandon Shore called Harbaugh's agent and the agent said he's more interested in other teams, that's fine. If Harbaugh's interested, then Ross should tell McDaniel that he's interested in Harbaugh, but that McDaniel will be retained if he doesn't get him, if that's what Ross wants. Despite Sperano Jim Harbaugh fiasco years ago, you don't need to fire McDaniel to pursue Harbaugh. Just be transparent with Mike, which is what I said. I think they would probably have learned their lesson from that fiasco and just be transparent with Mike. But I kind of feel like there's a analogy to be made there. And again, Deshaun Watson has turned out to be a creep, but there's an analogy to be made where we were talking about, hey, Tua would even understand if they were pursuing Deshaun Watson while he was their starting quarterback, because sometimes you can acknowledge, hey, this person's better at it than I am. And that would be, I mean, you can't tell me that Mike McDaniel wouldn't understand if they were going to retain him for anyone except John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin. That's not the worst thing in the world.
No, Hawk. And it sounds good in concept. Hey, we have a better candidate. Like, you understand John Harbaugh is who he is, so we're trying to get him. But if we can't get him, then you can stay. It's going to become ego thing. Like, you can't say, hey, we're dating right now. If I can talk to Lisa, I'm going to go with Lisa. But if Lisa doesn't talk to me, then we'll stay together. That's a weird place to be for McDaniel.
Yes, I agree. But what if you've petered out in bed with that woman 4 out of 6 times? Then you know your performance isn't up to snuff. I'm just saying, McDaniel, I mean, no playoffs in the last couple of seasons. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't exactly been throwing it down.
So tell him that, hey, you're not throwing it down. We really don't think you're the guy, but we're going to wait for somebody better than you to come before we fire you. Like I said, it's not a bad concept, Hawk. It's just tough on ego and how we've seen these cycles going to pass.
Totally understand. All right, let's take a break then. We'll come back. We'll digest more of this because this is pretty wild breaking news. Did we do headlines? We did.
That was pretty much headlines.
All right, there you go. So let's take a break here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Can you stick around for the final segment, Crowder? Or you got to be out of that big cavernous room that you're in.
I got to get JFK.
All right, you get to JFK, and Solana and I will take it from here. I am so delighted that you are using Google Chrome, and that everything sounds so great. I mean, we went through some travails together, and we came out on the other side okay.
See, Solana, take it easy, man.
He had a rough day. He really, like, he was on edge.
Hold on.
Hey, put that, Tyler, if you're listening. I want all our banners to have that picture of Solana.
My goodness, he was mad.
What a day you had, man.
And all you needed to do was use Google Chrome.
What a day you had. I mean,
we worked it out.
We worked it out. We figured
who
it out.
Who worked it out?
You did. I gave you all your flowers.
Right, but he said we worked it out. Who's we? I worked it out.
I pushed the buttons. I pushed the buttons. I downloaded Google Chrome. You're a terrible teammate.
Anyway. Safe travels, Crowder.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Let me think about this, and obviously Thursday night, official Panthers watch party is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, the tap room, but let me just see real quickly before we get back to the breaking news if anything's up at Funky Buddha tonight. Let's see, they're promoting the watch party on Thursday. That's all they're promoting is the watch party on Thursday. So Panthers watch party, and they will have the Miami Ole Miss game on as well. That's at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So somebody puts on the text line, leave it to the Dolphins to not be in a position to pounce when one of the marquee coaches, Harbaugh, becomes available. Why? Because they're keeping McDaniel around. God knows what reason. Mickey Mouse show. No, they're in every position to pounce. Like, you're misinterpreting McDaniel still being the head coach today. There is no written rule that if a football team is going to fire their head coach, it has to be the day after the season ends. You can wait it out and see who shakes free, who doesn't, whether it makes sense to keep your coach. You don't have to make that decision right away. Most organizations who have a definitive plan do it because there's no point in keeping them around. But the Dolphins are absolutely in position to go get John Harbaugh, who, by the way, if you're just getting in your car, just joining us, John Harbaugh has been fired by the Baltimore Ravens. And that is huge potential news for the Miami Dolphins.
It is funny, though, watching so many different beat writers that I follow from different organizations with head coaching vacancies say X team should be reaching out immediately. I saw Cleveland Browns reporter Daniel Yafusi, used to work down here, say Cleveland should be reaching out immediately. Sure. A Giants reporter that I follow, hey, I'd be on the phone now. I saw Dan Orlovsky say the Arizona Cardinals should offer him the job this second. So it is funny to see a name like Harbaugh becomes available and everybody says that's got to be our guy.
Adam Schefter points out on Twitter, the Ravens have had only three head coaches in their history.
Wow.
Ted Marchibroda, Brian Billick, and John Harbaugh. That is wild.
You nailed that, though. You've been saying for a couple weeks.
It's the only logical reason that you wouldn't get rid of McDaniel, right? Because you haven't had a successful season the last two seasons, and this year was really, like, there were moments that were so epically embarrassing. There's only a couple reasons that you wouldn't fire McDaniel during the season or right after. And that is, hey, we don't want to start fresh with another guy, young guy who hasn't had much coaching opportunities and hope he's the right guy. The only thing that would cause us to get rid of McDaniel, who Stephen Ross obviously likes, the only reason that would cause us to get rid of him is if someone shakes free who's a monster name, a whale, like Tobin always says about Pat Riley. Someone shakes free where you go, it's the Giannis thing, and I know the coach isn't on the field or on the court, but, you know, it's the argument that we had about, well, would you get rid of Bam if it was the only way to get Giannis? And I'm like, very, very rarely does an actual whale become available. John Harbaugh is a coaching whale. He is. Dolphins fans, tell me, you wouldn't have traded Baltimore's last 18 years for ours. Like, John Harbaugh is a coaching whale. And so that would be the impetus for the Miami Dolphins to say, okay, now we have a reason to make a coaching change because this makes us instantly better. There's nothing left to chance. We don't need to find out if John Harbaugh can coach in this league. Like, when you hire Mike McDaniel, you were hoping to find out he can be a good head coach in this league.
Right.
When you hired Adam Gase, You were hoping to find out he could be a good head coach in this league. When you hired Cam Cameron, you go down the list. And John Harbaugh, that part of the equation is gone. You know he can be a great head coach in this league because he's been one.
And to the texter who was, you know, calling this a Mickey Mouse organization and the fact that the Dolphins aren't in play, I'd argue the fact that their general manager seat is open right now perhaps adds some extra leverage.
I think so too.
For Harbaugh, because now he can say, hey, I like working with X person, and if you want me, I want to work with X person as a general manager. That's something that, you know, the New York Giants were keeping John Schoen, or Shane, I believe, who's the general manager.
I feel like it's a different name. Why do I...
It's very possible.
Is it Phil Shane, the old soccer announcer?
Phil Shane. No, not Phil Shane. Either way.
Who's the Giants general manager?
Whoever it is, you know, that they can't do that, you know? They're keeping their GM. I just think... Joe Shane?
Yeah.
That was close.
What were you searching, Jimmy?
Information. I took you... No, because I wasn't sure.
You should have just yelled out Chris Quinn to close out the show.
Full that circle. Would have been great.
I heard you say Joe Shane. I think you meant Chris Quinn.
You mean Chris Quinn?
You mean Dan Quinn? Yeah, I think it actually benefits the Miami Dolphins that the GM position is open, because John Harbaugh, like we're talking about, he can call his own shot anywhere, really, monetarily and personnel-wise. So there are teams who will absolutely say to him, yeah, you want to come coach here? Tell us who you want as GM.
Yep.
And the Dolphins, because they haven't hired anyone yet, don't have to say, hey, we just hired blank, but trust us, you'll work well with him. We really like him. It's literally a clean slate for Harbaugh if he wants it. And like I firmly believe, I don't think there's any money that would prevent Stephen Ross from fielding a winner. And if he believes that John Harbaugh brings him that much closer, I think the checkbook is open, and I think the GM position is for the taking.
See what Jeff Saturday is wearing on
PTI?
Yeah,
I like that look.
You like that look?
Yeah, he's got the jacket hoodie.
But it's not a hoodie. It's a zip-up jacket underneath the
you
blazer.
You sure it's not a zip-up hoodie?
It's a zip-up sweater. It's got the hood on it. But you
see
how
it's
a
blazer?
And then he's got the blazer on top because what's his name from Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, the big bald guy, Whitworth.
Whitworth. He does... the blazer over the top of the hoodie. That's his thing.
Yeah.
A little cutesy that he's made that his thing, but fine.
Well, Ryan Clark's got the RC pin.
That's true. Jeff Saturday is wearing a zip-up sweater, and it's zipped down.
Right.
With a t-shirt underneath and a blazer on top.
I kind of like the look. I can't lie.
Huh.
You don't like that look?
It just doesn't make any sense.
Huh.
Zip up the sweater.
Really what makes sense anymore, if you want to take it there. Well, there you go. The breaking news as we finish up today's show. The breaking news is that John Harbaugh is out as the Ravens head coach.
I can't believe it, because you were saying, hey, Tomlin, Harbaugh, those are legitimate names to be on the lookout for.
I think you said today those guys aren't going anywhere.
I didn't think what – like. If the Miami Dolphins, it's funny how the Dolphins are saying, hey, we don't want to move on from Mike McDaniel, who, in the grand scheme of things, has had zero success as a head coach in terms of, like, playoff success.
Sure.
Because we don't feel confident about any other guys who might be available right now. But the Baltimore Ravens are telling you, we're letting go of arguably the most successful current head coach in the NFL to give another guy an opportunity. It's just funny how that plays out, you know? Why would the Ravens be willing to let go of a guy like Harbaugh, who has that resume, to give somebody who's open right now an opportunity, but the Dolphins are reluctant to do it with a guy with zero playoff success?
Well, you know, people run their course in
I get it.
Franchises. You see it all the time where they've still got something to give, but for whatever reason, it's done there. Josina Anderson tweets out, I'm told that Dolphins ownership has expressed an affinity for John Harbaugh recently per league source. We'll see if that materializes into an opportunity. As the seat is not currently vacant, Harbaugh will have multiple conversations at his doorstep. Well, that is something to watch, ladies and gentlemen. That is something to watch. We've got drama. I like drama.
What could go wrong?
That's going to do it for us on this Tuesday. Dan Day is coming up after us, right? Till 6:45?
On his birthday.
That's right, Dan Day's birthday today. Yep. Wish him a happy birthday. And then you will have Solana and Tommy Tighe with Preheat starting at 6:45. And then Jason Jackson on the call, 8 p.m. Heat and Timberwolves tonight right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Panthers on 560 AM. We fixed Crowder's sound. Life is good.
What a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour this was.
Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Heat, go Panthers, go get John Harbaugh. We will speak with you manana. Boom!